And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Carve-Up.
Well done, Minnie. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, mate. That's Anthony Minicello with Mark Piggy Riddell. One in absolutely pristine shape, Darryl, and the other one is doing his best.
Yeah, I think Minnie looks all right.
Well, welcome back, Continuous Call Team, Allianz Stadium here at, Allianz Stadium.
Dural's not a village.
It is.
Dural is a lovely country.
At the moment,
area.
They're missing an idiot. Can you go back?
Without me, I think it'll be 6 or 7 weeks, to be
Can
honest.
Can we get you on and just be like a guest?
Yeah, of course.
From home.
Well,
No, the baby won't be crying. That'll be
Aaron. Yeah. Not the child, it's me.
Look, we get food in here at 1 o'clock and it gets devastated between 1 and 4. And there's, you know, pieces of chicken left over and pieces of bread that people pick out and a bit of hamburger meat there and all the rest of it. And David gets in here prior to coming on air after the news and has a little pick himself. But what the big man does, well, he gets salt and pepper, the big man, and puts it all over it, or chilli powder or something.
And today it was coffee and tea.
Coffee and tea.
You did the tea.
Well, you did the coffee.
Didn't she give herself up easy there?
Anyway, David Morrow has explained to our executive producer... of course, Luke outside. Luke, yeah. And the quote is, I won't have anything to eat, thank you. I don't know what that lab bludger has done to my food.
We were talking about great moustaches in sport between 4 and 5.
Yes.
And David Thirsty Morrow's obviously stepped outside and he's updated his Twitter account, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He's just Thirsty's just gone outside and he's just posted his new profile pic.
Right.
And he's obviously found those photos he was talking about between 4 and 5, how he did have a moustache back in the 70s.
Just stop there for a minute. Thirsty, if you are listening, profile pic is a profile picture.
Yes. It's on Twitter.
On Twitter. Yeah, the twits.
Yes. But he looks gorgeous with that photo.
So it's got virtually a dirty big moustache.
Yeah, oh, beautiful.
On his top lip.
Mm. He looks immaculate. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I reckon with that moustache, he could probably feature in a few movies.
What sort?
No, we're not going there. Let's look at the first half action.
Well, every time I go to Noosa, I make a point of going to your Monday on the Wednesday and Saturday.
Oh, that's the brewery.
No, your Monday market, you fool.
Your Monday made beer for a while.
Get your Mondays out of it.
My your Mondays are a bit tight at the moment, by the way. I gotta wash some too.
Davey,
how's your car boot going?
Well, I think I've got to go and get it checked.
Well, what's happened?
Well, they went to check it today when I arrived at the ground, and somehow it won't open now. And I didn't know. He said, you can open it from the inside. I said, oh, can you? I wouldn't have a clue. So I tried to get my bag out. I mean, I don't know what they've done.
You're blaming. Mate, the poor bloke's out
no,
there.
No, no, no.
Doing
not,
security.
It's just...
And you're up him.
No, I'm not up him at all. I'm just saying that, you know...
Did you have harsh words with him after the boot?
No, I just can't work out how something simply like opening a boot isn't simple.
It is simple.
Push the button.
Yeah, push the button. That's all you got to do. You got a key ring. See the thing on the key ring that says boot?
Yeah.
Press that.
Well, it doesn't work either.